Thank you for calling the customer support. My name is Caitlin.
Hello.
And how may I assist you?
My name's Troy, T-R-O-Y, Ohinaga.
And how may I assist you, ma'am?
I got a charge on my bank from you guys. What do y'all do?
We are a third-party call center, ma'am, so I do have to look up the information to see what you were charged for and what company.
All right. That's
what's your zip code?
90605.
Thank you. And what's the last name one more time?
Ohinaga. O-J-I-N-A-G-A.
Oh, I found it.
It's for a Max Munchko.
Okay, can you confirm the mailing address? Your shipping address?
13824 Mulberry Drive. I don't know who you guys are, so I don't like giving all this info.
Okay, it's loaded, ma'am. I'm sorry it's taking so long. Okay, here it goes. There is a pulse ox or pulsometer ordered May 24th as a promotional deal, but it did also sign you up for a store called Factory Direct Savings Store. They're charging a membership, and they give a gift card credit of $125 each month you're enrolled.
I never received a gift card. I never gave the okay for this. Can you close this? And
I can't cancel it. As far as a refund, I can do 35%. In order for you to have gotten the product, you have to agree to the terms, and the terms do explain the membership for the $67.32 charge that you received.
Okay, so then that means I got to go through schools first and do a fraud.
It's not fraudulent. I mean, if you're really just saying you don't know, I can do 50%. But fraudulent charge is when somebody is using your card and you don't know and you haven't given any authorization. Because you agree to the terms and conditions, that is considered your authorization of this charge.
Sweetie, believe me, I do not do anything when there's I never order anything anywhere.
Didn't order the pulsometer, correct?
No.
Okay.
If I did a survey, the odometer was what I got because I did the survey for whatever company it was.
Okay, yes, and it was delivered on May 27th. And then the terms and conditions, it explains that you'll be charged also for a membership and that you have to call in and cancel it if you're not wanting that.
Well, okay. We're going to go round and around.
No, we're not going to go round and around, ma'am. I'm not going to do any type of argument or anything with you. I'm just explaining what's on the term so you will know.
Well, it's not cool that they charged me $67. It caused NSF. And I have fraudulent stuff going on my account. So I called you guys first before I talked to my bank.
Okay, and I'm just explaining to you that it's not fraudulent because you agreed to the terms when you ordered, when you got the pull socks.
Well,
so that's all I'm stating with you, because when we speak to the fraud departments or the dispute departments with the banks, they tell us the same thing as well. Even if it's months later, if they realize that your information is here and you signed those terms and conditions, they're going to say it's not fraud.
And you said something about $120 what?
No, ma'am, I didn't.
What was I supposed to get? Some kind of
gift card? The gift card, yeah, the gift card is something that you do online. It should be going to your email each month.
No, I better not see another $67 charge on
it's
my...
It's been canceled, ma'am.
Huh?
You stated you wanted to cancel, correct?
I definitely need it canceled.
Okay, so you won't get any further charges. And I did say I could give you a 50% refund on that fee, which would just be half of the $67.32.
So in other words, a stupid odometer that's worthless, I have to pay $30 for.
No, it's the membership.
What membership?
What ma'am.
Membership too.
The store is called Factory Direct Savings Store. When you got when you did the survey and then it asked you for your card information, below that it says, I agree to the terms and that you're agreeing that you're 18 years or older. It tells you the amount for the shipping and handling and also tells you you will be charged $67.32 within 48 hours. If you do not want the membership, you can call and cancel.
Look, I gave them my card stuff because it was going to be tax and delivery, which was $8 and some cents.
Yes, but still, fine. Just being honest, ma'am, that means you just didn't read the terms because it tells you that.
Well, it may tell me that, but that's not what I agreed on. I agreed to pay the $8.
I know, but you clicked something that is saying I agree to all of it. That's what I'm explaining to you. That doesn't, it doesn't say I agree to only pay $5.74 shipping and handling. It says shipping and handling with is $5.74. I'll also be charged $67.32 after 48 hours if I do not cancel this membership. That's what it states in the terms.
Okay. I'm telling you, I did a survey. I thought someone was going to send me something because I did a survey. I didn't mind paying the tax. I mind this. And this is ridiculous.
Yes, ma'am.
So if you're not giving me the whole amount, you deal with my fraud people because
that's what I go to. Well, I do have to warn you that when you do fraudulent claims, if your bank denies you, you will not be able to call us back for a refund because at that point we cannot give you any of the refund.
I don't care.
All right. Would you like your cancellation number?
What do you mean?
Would you like the cancellation number?
Give it to me.
C as in Charlie. 260
391-915. And I will definitely, you guys, I guess, will talk to my bank. I'm not going to deal with this. But thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support, ma'am. Have a great day.
Thank you.